You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we talk about machine learning experiences inside of Azure Synapse. It's pretty amazing. Three demos that look like two, but are really three because they're so well integrated. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show. We're going to talk about machine learning experiences inside of Azure Synapse. I've got a special guest with us. Nelly, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nelly Gustafson. I'm a program manager in the Azure Synapse analytics team.
So let's start first with this question, because Azure Synapse is new to me. Maybe you can help us out and tell us what it is.
Azure Synapse Analytics is basically an analytics platform, right? So it basically gives you everything that you need to do in order to ingest your data, work with your data, prep your data, enrich your data for the purpose of analytics. And as you see here, not only does Azure Synapse integrate with a lot of different services in Azure, for example, you see Power BI, Azure Machine Learning, and the services there, but it's really about making it easy for you to analyze your data. And one way to start doing that is to have access to some data, right? So if you look at the bottom there, you see, for example, there's Azure Data Lake Storage that has a native integration inside of Synapse, where you can store your data in a data lake. And in addition to that, Synapse also has an ability to store data and manage data basically in tables inside of our SQL pools. But we can also virtualize data, which means that we read the data at its source using, for example, Azure Synapse Link. So there are various ways in Synapse to get access to data. And one key point here is really about that it doesn't really matter where your data sits, what type of data it is. Synapse can bring all of this data together in one single platform to give you one single pane of glass to be able to analyze your data. Because if you think about it, you know, typically if you're using, for example, Spark Compute to process data over your data lake, you're dealing with big data, semi-unstructured, for example, in Parquet files, and that data can sit in data lakes. But then you have the other world where you work with kind of managed relational data that typically sits in managed tables inside of a data warehouse, for example. So what Synapse is doing is that it's basically, we're bringing these worlds together and giving you one single place, a unified experience where you can work with this data. And the experience is basically sits in Azure Synapse Studio that I'll show you in a bit, where you can build your data integration pipelines, you can manage your data, you can monitor everything and set up security around it. And you can work with this data with available analytics runtimes that exist in Synapse, which are, you know, SQL based, where we have dedicated SQL pools, formerly known as a data warehouse. And we have our serverless on-demand SQL pools, and we also have our serverless Apache Spark pools to basically give you everything you need to prepare your data for analytics.
So this is really cool because, and I want to make sure I understand this right, because you're the expert, and I want to make sure that I understand. So it seems like Azure Synapse is a way of aggregating a bunch of disparate styles of data sources, whether they be like Spark or whether they be like SQL type. Am I getting this right? And then is there also a control plane over them? I want to understand because I've heard of Azure Synapse and I saw some demos from Rohan a couple of years ago at Build, and I was so impressed, but I didn't dive into it. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, I would say you are. It's a managed service, right? So, and one of the key things is also that when you provision a Synapse workspace, we're doing a lot of these things for you. Because let's say, I mean, you could, for example, stitch together your own solution in Azure. You can stitch together different services, for example. But then you have to think about, you know, the security of everything, you know, across these different VNets. How are you going to communicate? How are you going to set up roles that actually span across, you know, these capabilities? What we have done in Synapse is basically that we've simplified that for our users, so that when you provision a Synapse workspace, you don't really have to worry about making sure that, you know, your Azure Data Factory pipelines, which are kind of built into Synapse, can communicate with the Spark pools, for example, or the Azure Data Lake storage. So all of these things are taken care of. So so that whole thing also simplifies not only the experience of, you know, accessing any data and having like a shorter time to get a value from your data, but it's also around everything around it, like the whole management around it that, you know, IT organizations typically deal with. Now, this has been made a lot easier because we're going to take care of a lot of those things for you. You basically just provision a Synapse workspace.
So I'm not a data person. I'm more of an AI/ML person. And whenever I hear that there's a pool of data somewhere from various and disparate sources, I'm thinking machine learning. So how does Azure Synapse enable or help machine learning experiences?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked because my specific interest and focus in Synapse is actually on the machine learning scenarios and experiences. To talk about, you know, machine learning capabilities in Synapse, I would say overall, today, you know, out of the box, if you just provision a Synapse workspace, you don't have it linked to any other services like Azure ML or cognitive services, for example. You know, some built-in native capabilities are that, you know, you can train and score, obviously, using our serverless Apache Spark pools in Azure Synapse, but you can also use our predict keyword in our dedicated SQL pools, which is the data warehouse, basically, where you can use T-SQL to run predictions. So there are some built-in capabilities out of the box inside of Synapse. What we've done and what we will continue to do is really to try to expand this a little bit, right? To make sure that we leverage the power of Azure and make sure that we can provide experiences within Synapse to the data professionals who work in Synapse, so that it's going to be easier to enrich data with basically the power of machine learning, whether it comes from Azure ML or whether it comes from cognitive services. I've listed some of the experiences, as I mentioned, to give you an overview. You know, one of the key things around the thinking here is that a lot of these things today you can actually do in Azure Synapse through code. So if you're, you know, kind of comfortable with code and you like working in notebooks or you like writing T-SQL, you can do all of these things. But what we have added here is really adding guided UI experiences just to make sure that we accelerate our users, to basically accelerate the time to insight, to say that we can give you a guided experience, you can click through that, and it can generate a code artifact for you if you want that, and you can tweak that if you want to, or you could just, you know, go with a code-free experience. One of the first experiences that we're launching is model training with AutoML using this guided UI experience in Synapse Studio, and this is powered by Azure ML. So this is the same AutoML that you can use in your Azure ML workspaces. It's just that this one happens to execute on our serverless Apache Spark pools inside of Synapse. But you can still go to Azure ML, for example, to do your tracking. And I'll show you this in a bit. The next experience that we have lit up is about model scoring. Now, let's say that your data science teams have trained models, and obviously, you know, if you're a big organization or if you just want, you know, models tracked, you're likely to use Azure Machine Learning Model Registry. And this experience, the model scoring experience in SQL pools, basically allows you to get models that you have in your Azure ML Model Registry and to score them in the SQL pools using T-SQL. And the advantage of this is really that you're doing the scoring right where the data lives. So you don't really have to move the data out, run your scoring, and then, you know, append the new columns back into the data warehouse tables. You're doing everything right where the data lives. And the third one that we're introducing now is actually an integration with cognitive services, where we're building a UI experience on top of that so that we can allow, for example, for data enrichment with anomaly detector and text analytics sentiment analysis. And this is just a start. These are two of the models that we're kind of bringing in to provide a low-code experience to work with them.
So these are really, really cool because you made a distinction between, like, look, you can do whatever you want in code, but we also are providing some guided experiences to help you get started. I like them a lot. I feel like maybe now it's time to take a look.
All right. So what you see here is an Azure Synapse workspace. So if you haven't seen one of these before, this is the landing page that you get into. And on the side here, you'll actually see, for example, there's a Data Hub, there's a Develop Hub, There's an integrate hub where you can build your data integration pipelines. And there's also monitoring and management. So there are a lot of things here. And depending on what your primary job is, you're likely to work in, more in some of these hubs. Now, let's get started with the data hub inside of Synapse. So you see here in Synapse that I have my workspace data and I have the linked data. And we don't really go into that much, but a lot of the experiences that I'm going to show you, they actually leverage linked services inside of Synapse. So it means that in this case, I have a Synapse workspace, but I've actually linked the Synapse workspace with my Azure Machine Learning workspace. And you see that in the upper tab here. So I have an Azure Machine Learning workspace that I've linked this to. And the way that you link these workspaces is by using linked services. And if you're familiar with Azure Data Factory, you've probably heard about linked services. Now, Azure Data Factory is kind of built in into Synapse. We have a very native integration with Azure Data Factory, which means that you can get access to all the linked services to access kind of the 90 plus connectors that ADF has. You can actually create those from Synapse. And Azure Machine Learning is one of those linked services. So if you see here, for example, you can see that I have lots of different linked services, but you also see that I have Azure Machine Learning linked services. So I've linked my workspaces before I kind of dive into these experiences. Now, let me start with cognitive services. Our integration with cognitive services in this case is actually leveraging a linked service to Azure Key Vault. It's just because we want a place to kind of store the secrets to the different resources so that we don't have to have credentials in our code, right? Because that's a bad thing. I'm going to go to my Spark tables here. And you see here that I have different Spark tables. And I can right-click on one of my Spark tables, and this one happens to contain emails. So, and I want to run sentiment analysis on this, and using emails, it's textual data. It's pretty good for sentiment analysis. So we're going to use that. And you right-click on it, and you choose machine learning. And this is a new gesture in Synapse Studio, where you right-click machine learning. And in this case, I want to enrich my data. But in this case, I'm going to enrich it with an existing model. And this happens to be a pre-trained model that the Azure Cognitive Services team have worked on. So these are pre-trained models that anyone can use, right? So what I've done is that I have already provisioned, I've created a resource, a text analytics resource. And right now, if I want to do sentiment analysis, I click on that text analytics resource that I've created, and I click continue. And I just have to do a bunch of different things here. I have to select my key vault. I have to type the name of my secret so that I can authenticate. And I also need to select, a subscription and resource name. Next, I need to select the language. It happens to be English because my emails are written in English. And I need to select the text column that I want to run the sentiment analysis on, for example. And this is my comments. So what I do next is really that, I've got a guided experience and I can generate code. So I can actually look at the code in a notebook. It's creating a new notebook for me. And I can look at this notebook and I can actually see exactly what it's doing. And if I run all these cells, then it's going to kind of call out to the cognitive service. It's going to give me the sentiment back on my data. Now, it's kind of like a cooking show here. I already prepped a notebook that was pre-run just to be able to show you what it looks like. And in this case, you can see that I have my comments column with the text, and you can also see the sentiment the cognitive services returned. So it's really kind of this easy to enrich your data with cognitive services in Synapse.
Now, this is really cool for a number of reasons, because the guided experience, I thought it was going to be some wizard, and I'm kind of a programmer type. And I love how you actually create the code so that if you want to do more stuff, you can. But this guided experience is actually really nice. And the other thing that I like is that the data seems to sort of be built in everywhere, which is super nice as well. I'm not having to do a lot of data work to get this going.
Definitely. And as you mentioned, from code, in the UI, you saw that we expose anomaly detection and sentiment analysis for now. We're going to expand that list over time. But if you want to call out to another cognitive service that you want to use, you can actually leverage MMLS for Spark, which is a library that you can use to talk to cognitive services, basically. And it supports most of the cognitive services, I believe. So you could actually just do a lot of things from code once you get a hang of it.
That's cool. You got to have any other demos for us?
Definitely. The next one I wanted to show you was actually how to train a model using AutoML powered by Azure Machine Learning inside of Synapse. So similarly, you know, you saw that I had a Spark table. I have a bunch of Spark tables here. And for this one, I'm going to use the New York City taxi data set. It's a common data set that everyone can kind of access to. But what I'm going to do here is I'm going to choose machine learning and then enrich with new model, which means that I want to train a model, right? So this is the linked Azure Machine Learning workspace that I'm going to select here, which is the one that I showed you. I have a linked service. It's linking to that workspace. It helps my UI here to point to which workspace do I want to work with, because that's where we're going to create this experiment, right? When we create an AutoML run, we're creating an experiment. And we're auto-generating some names here for you for convenience. You can change them if you want to. But we're also asking you to name the best model, because what this experience is going to help you do is that it's actually going to register or log the best model in the Azure ML model registry, so that as soon as this run is over, you can basically go and take the best model and you can work with that if you want to. Now, I want to choose a target column because we want to target the fair amount. So these are a bunch of taxi trips. We want to predict the fair amount. And I need to select a Spark pool to run this on, because this is going to run on Synapse Compute. If I click continue here, you know, it's very similar to the icons that you've seen in Azure Machine Learning. It's just a slightly more textual description here to help you understand, you know, what is the problem that you're trying to solve. And in this case, we want to estimate the fair amount, which is a numeric value. So we're going to choose regression and then continue. And there's a lot of defaults here. You see that it's a lot more simplified. We're not asking you for a ton of inputs. And as I mentioned, there are a lot of defaults. What you can do here is that you can, you know, set the training job time for the AutoML run. And you can also do something that's relevant for Synapse, which is if I want to use this model later, which I do, in our SQL pools for scoring, I can enable Onyx model compatibility, which means that the models that this run is going to give me are going to be Onyx models, basically. They're going to be converted, or you can convert them into Onyx. Now, what I can do is that I can create the run, but I can also open it in a notebook. So you could actually see the code here and you can, you know, learn from this. You can actually change the configuration if you want to. And you can also see that it's using MLflow in this case to log the model in the ML model registry. And I actually prepared this already. I ran one earlier. So you can see that I actually have a model here that was trained using AutoML. Now, in Synapse, what I can do is that I can just, you know, once the run is done, once I have my model, and I trust AutoML, I think the best model there is probably the best one, because I'm no data scientist. So I want to use that to score on my New York taxi data that's sitting in my data warehouse table in our SQL pools. So in the same data hub, I can go to my SQL pool table. This is now a managed table in the Synapse, Azure Synapse SQL pool. And I can select machine learning here again. And now I can enrich it with an existing model. And, you know, this could be a model trained in AutoML, but obviously this model could very likely be trained by a data science team that's working in Azure ML. And this is one of the things we want to do, where we kind of want to help the collaboration between data professionals in Azure Synapse and machine learning professionals in Azure Machine Learning. In this case, I'm going to select the top model here that you see was trained by me, and I want to continue. So this is also, again, going to give me this guided experience. You're going to see this theme where, you know, it's doing some automated mapping for me so that I don't have to figure out what type of inputs is this model expecting. This model had a signature, which is great for me as a data professional, because then I can just basically trust the signature and I can continue. And next, what it's going to ask me is to create a stored procedure where it's going to kind of wrap my predict statement so that I can call this in jobs and kind of schedule this on a regular basis if I want to. So let's call this test scoring. And we also need to select a table where we store the model. So what I do next here is that it's going to take the model from the Azure Machine Learning model registry. It's going to download it. It's converting it into a hex decimal string, because that's how it stores it in a database table. And it's basically deploying the model into my database. And it's also generating some code for me. So again, there's this theme of generating code artifacts, because we know that a lot of our users actually love code. And this will be an easy way to get the model in the database for them to run the scoring. And you see here that we have a stored proc, and it's using this predict keyword that's taking the model itself that we have in the table, but it's also taking a data set. And if we run this, we should see a column that is going to output, which is the fair amount, which you see here. It happens to be called variable out. I can rewrite the name here in my code to change it, but this is the fair amount. So you see the predicted values here. And the great thing about this is that, you know, you can now take this and you can basically use this in your Power BI reports, for example. And this is how you can enrich data for analytics.
This is pretty cool because, like, you basically used automated machine learning to build a model, and then you use that same model to enrich data that was already available inside of Azure Synapse. It's pretty cool. You mentioned there was three different scenarios. I think we went through the first two. Do you have something on the last scenario?
I do believe that I covered them, actually.
Okay.
We covered cognitive services, which was the first one I showed you. And we covered AutoML. And we covered the model scoring in our Azure Synapse SQL pools.
See, this is why you're the professional. And what was cool is that the last two, the building and the scoring, were all so tightly integrated that I was like, we only covered two things, but we really covered three. This is pretty impressive. So where can people go to find out more about Azure Synapse, the machine learning experiences that are available, and just Azure Synapse in general?
All right, so there are a bunch of places to go to learn more about this. One place that you can go is to our documentation. And let's do it this way. There are a lot of links, so it would be great if we can just post them in this below this video so that everyone can get the links. But I do believe that there are some the aux links that are aka.ms and Synapse ML Docs.
Awesome.
But let's make sure that we post the links here as well so that people get the correct links. So don't just listen to me.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll get all those links from you. We'll put them below so everyone can take a look. It's been pretty amazing, Nelly. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. And thank you so much for watching and learning all about machine learning experiences inside of Azure Synapse. Thanks for watching, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Take care.